Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Sunday, November 25th. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I'm being joined by a co-host, guest co-host, Eric Sarmiento from Smooth Jazz Family. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks for having me back, Terry.
It's been a while. I'm always happy to have you join me. Before we start the show, I just want to send out my thoughts and prayers to Marcus Miller. Him and his band were involved in a bus accident in Switzerland. It seems the driver of the bus died, and everybody else is okay. So just my, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to everybody's family, especially the bus driver's family, and I'm glad to hear that Marcus and his band are okay in that bus crash. So thoughts and prayers to everyone. All right, we are joined today by one of Fourplay's members and the founder, actually of Fourplay, Mr. Bob James. Their new CD is called Esprit de Four, and I will be giving the CD away a little bit later. But let me welcome to the show Bob James. Welcome so much, Bob.
Hi, Terry. I'm very happy to be talking with you.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity. We really appreciate having you on. And I want to say that the first time I saw Fourplay was when I was living in Atlanta, and I believe the venue is called Variety Playhouse. Does that sound familiar?
Sure does. We played there very recently, and I think we're going to be going back there again next year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that was the first. I heard of the group, had the music, but that was the first time seeing you guys play live, and it was really, really good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of different venues in Atlanta that I've performed in over many, many years. Some of the names I don't remember. Chastain Park and another old movie theater, State Theater maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But most recently, I guess, we performed at Variety Playhouse.
Okay. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Bob James' name, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. All right, Mr. Eric, I'll go let you go with the first question.
Thank you so much. It's such a thrill for me because Bob, Angela is one of my favorite all-time songs, believe it or not. It's the alarm I wake up to every day, 365 days a year. That song wakes me up every day.
And how nice is that? That's interesting you say that because it's like an old friend to me, too. And I don't listen to it every day, but I don't get tired of listening to it. Actually, one of the songs from the new Fourplay album is on my wake-up alarm on my iPhone that I wake up to every time I set the alarm.
I just love waking up to it every single day, and I don't hit snooze. I sit there and let the whole song play all the way through, so I hear it every single day, just to let you know that.
Well, that's very nice. I mean, you must be like me. I like the kind of gentle wake up that takes a little while. I don't like to be jarred into being awake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. How did that song come to be?
Well, it was a bit of an accident, I guess you could say. I was asked to do some music for a TV show that was new at that time, hadn't hit the market, but one of the producers of the show was a fan of my recordings with CTI, and there was a particular record, my fourth record, BJ4, that this producer had in his collection, and he just approached me with the idea that maybe I could write some music similar to that. And I went in and did a kind of test, almost demo kind of recording session where I recorded a bunch of different stuff with the idea of trying to get the show in my head and and I had even submitted a theme. Well, this was the TV series that ultimately became Taxi. And I submitted a song that I thought represented the kind of hustle and bustle or the noisy atmosphere of New York City. And they ended up not choosing that one, but one of the pieces that I had submitted as a kind of background music concept for an episode that featured a character named Angela. What I didn't know at the time was that the producers had started shooting the opening credit sequence for the show, and it was just this shot of the taxi cab going across the bridge at dusk, and it was a very mellow, low-key kind of attitude that they wanted to give to the show at that time. So this mellow piece that I had written fit that mood, even though I didn't have any concept that it would end up being the main theme.
Very nice. Very nice. Well,
so just as a little bit of trivia behind the scenes, I, not being one to want to waste one of my compositions, I ended up using the other piece on my album Touchdown. In fact, it became the title song, Touchdown, which was the piece that I had originally submitted for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave it a different name, having nothing to do with New York City or taxi drivers.
Okay. All right. Now, this new CD by 4Play, Esprit de Four, tell us about that.
Well, it's our second CD with Chuck Loeb in the guitar chair. We have three ultra-loyal members of 4Play, and the fourth guitar chair has been a little bit more fickle. We started with Lee Ritenour over 20 years ago, and he stayed with us for, I'm not sure exactly how long, 5 or 6 years, and it was a wonderful time with Lee, who's super talented, and then we had the great fortune of having Larry Carlton in the group. But for a variety of reasons, both of those guys decided to pursue their solo careers, and we ended up a couple of years ago looking again for who to replace Larry. And the three of us kind of unanimously thought of Chuck Loeb for lots of reasons. And when we called him, he said yes. And we are extremely happy with the choice at this point. I think the group has taken on a very different personality that relates a lot to Chuck's combination of experience, both as a solo artist and producer in the studio for so many successful records. And it's just been a ball getting to know him. I guess I knew him better than the other two guys did, but because he's has recorded on my albums in the past, and I've guested on a few of his records.
Mm-hmm.
Showing him the idea of what our group represented was a really interesting experience all the way around for all four of us, I think. We had come to realize that there are a lot of compromises that go into keeping a group together and keeping the team spirit, where not everybody can have their opinions or their ideas be the ultimate ones, because a lot of voting is involved. And what we hope to end up with is something that's a combination of the spirit of all four of us. And we really feel like that Esprit de Four represents that the best that it's been in the whole history of the group.
Okay. I have a phone call. Area code 832. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Vaughn. I'm a personal friend of Bob's in Houston. Hey, Bob.
I recognize the voice immediately. Hey, Vaughn, how you doing?
Hey, my friend, how's everything?
Pretty good. Hey, where were you? We didn't see you at the One World.
Yeah, well, you know, Sonny didn't send me back an email, and you know I know you got relatives in Austin, so I knew how tight it was for you. But you know I'll fly and find you anywhere you are.
Well, I hope we didn't mess it up, because I know Sonny was aware of it. We were both looking, and I thought he did somehow get back. I have to admit, Vaughn, we've been on an unbelievably helter-skelter schedule. before coming to Houston. I had just come back from a week in Japan, and right after we left Houston, we ended up in Europe and Nigeria, and we've been all over the place.
Right. And last night I took Al to dinner, Al Turner. He told me to tell you hello.
Say hi to Al from me. Cool. Is he down there in Houston, huh?
Yeah, he performed last night with Kim last night.
Cool.
Good. But look, you know, I'm going to give you a technical question because in case someone just chipped in. Tell me about the new upcoming solo project you got coming up.
Well, it's actually been at least partially released already. I recorded it in Japan, and the original concept of the CD was solo piano from beginning to end. I've never done one before. And I recorded with a Japanese producer who has specialized in recent years in a kind of high-end, exotic audio. And we only released this record so far in the crystal CD format, which is quite expensive and very much of a small, limited edition aimed at the high-end audio market and only in Japan. But as of the end of the year or the beginning of January, we're going to do a different release, normal CD, normal pricing, and it will be available in January 2013.
Awesome. Will it be classical, contemporary, or traditional jazz? Or
yes. Yes.
Oh.
All that stuff, Vaughn. You know me. I'm eclectic.
I can
never make up my mind. And actually... especially with this project where really I only have myself to answer to. I was, for the last year, I've been working on it, trying to just stay open, to not put myself in a mold. I think sometimes we feel like we have to pigeonhole ourselves to get into a category to have some kind of a specific concept. But I really wanted this project to represent my piano playing, all the ideas that I have in my head, or at least as much as I can make them come out, and I didn't have anybody censoring them. So there's some musical theater influence, there's classical influence, there's straight ahead jazz influence, I have nobody else to blame but myself.
All right, great. But thanks, Bob. I won't hold you up any more of your time, but I look forward to seeing you next time. And, you know, I'll follow you. I'll drop in somewhere. Tell Sonny to keep in touch with me.
I definitely will, and we're sorry if we messed it up on our end. We won't let it happen again.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the fifth time you played on my birthday. So, you know, wow.
We always schedule our concerts in Texas around your birthday. You know?
Thanks, Bob. Love you, man.
Thanks for calling in, Vaughn.
Thank you, Vaughn.
All right, bye-bye.
Bob, I want to read something to you that was posted on Facebook yesterday by Reggie Mitchell. He said, I was listening to some Bob James this morning, and my 8-year-old daughter was grooving and asked me who it was. I told her Bob James. She said, I think I want to play the piano, and I want him to teach me personally. I'm available anytime after school.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. How nice is that?
Isn't that such a sweet thing? So you
definitely That is really, really cool. You know, in this world, you just never know where nice things are going to come from. I think that's one of the most fortunate things about being in the music business and being able to travel around the world. I find very often that when we go to different countries, that people have been listening to a particular song or a particular album that I've long ago forgotten about. It may not have been that successful here in the U.S., or it may be a track from an album that didn't get played on the radio or whatever. But then I just came back to Nigeria, and there were 3 or 4 times that people were asking me about songs, and I had to really scratch my head to remember what they were and what album projects that they were on. And they were saying, "Oh, this is my absolute favorite song of yours." And you never know.
And you know, kids don't forget, so you'll have to contact Reggie.
Do you remember what city it was?
No, but I can find out for you.
Yeah, I can find out. Well, it would be nice to at least make a Facebook response back and tell them that I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Eric, do you have another question?
Yeah, I sure do. Bob, I was blown away when I found out that your songs Nautilus and Take Me to the Mardi Gras are among the most sampled in hip-hop history. How do you feel when artists such as Run DMC, Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, or when video games like Grand Theft Auto sample your music?
Well, I think you can imagine that I was shocked when I first began to discover that it was happening, because I really wasn't following that world and the rap world that eventually became the hip-hop world, going back again 20 plus, nearly 30 years, I guess. And I had to have somebody else tell me about it just to discover that it was happening. And somebody would say, hey, Bob, you know that your song is showing up? And in the early years, it was complicated. In many ways, it was negative, because there was a lot of unauthorized use where my copyright recordings were just basically taken and put on somebody else's record. And just trying to police that and catch up with it was complicated. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any control over it, so suddenly I was feeling like I didn't have control of my art anymore, because there were things being done over the top of it, different drum groove and different sounds added that I didn't have any artistic control over. So that part was tough. But in the big picture, discovering that a lot of young people found out about my music as a result of the sampling,
mm-hmm.
that would never have found my music otherwise,
mm-hmm.
Has made it end up with me feeling a lot more positive about it.
And now, I read that you had formed your own hip-hop trio. Is that?
Well, I did at one time, actually. It was a lot of fun. It was just an experiment, and it was a little bit of a response to me trying to figure out what I would do creatively if I were in artistic control of doing something that had that kind of influence. Why was my music considered to be the right kind of groove, the right kind of attitude, and whatever? So I chose a hip-hop DJ named Rob Swift, who I had gotten to know, and really had a lot of sympathetic feelings about his approach to music, and he was a great guy and very easy to communicate with. So I had him and my favorite saxophone collaborator, Dave McMurray, who's toured with me many years, a Detroit-based guy, who I had had many discussions about the hip-hop field, and Dave was far more into it than I was in terms of knowing what was going on. So the three of us put together some material and went over to Japan and toured, just one tour actually, trying to figure out how we would play live with a combination of backy tracks and Rob doing his crazy DJ thing. And it was fun, but I guess I have to admit that the leopard doesn't change his spots, you know. I'm the most comfortable when I'm back playing from my jazz roots.
Okay, so now that music was released in Japan. Is it available for purchase?
It was a very limited release that I think we maybe pressed 500 copies just for this particular gig that we did over there, and I don't even know whether there's anything left from that.
Mm-hmm.
We called our group BJ McSwift, which was a combination of all three of our names. And I've thought off and on about releasing it, because there's definitely some fun stuff on it that I'm proud of, and Rob and Dave both made great contributions to it. But the problem for me has been, just candidly, that especially these days, the way music is distributed, it's so important what you do in live performance. And if to do justice to that project, I'd probably have to go out and try to do a tour and demonstrate what the music is like. And trying to fit that into a schedule that's already kind of overcrowded and overcommitted between foreplay and the other stuff that I've already committed myself to, I just have been a little bit cowardly about that and kept it on ice for a while.
Okay, okay. I have another phone call. Area code 661. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
We're on. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Hi, Lori Andrews.
Oh, my gosh. The fantastic harpist from long ago. It's been so long. Hi, Lori.
How are you? I'm terrific. So great to hear your voice, and it has been way too long.
Long, long time. Where is your voice coming from these days?
Yeah, I'm actually up in the Valencia area of California, which is still Los Angeles County, but kind of in the north. Like, we got out of Dodge slightly, but still hanging out in Los Angeles. So, yeah. Everything good?
Now I'm going to have to try to remember the city where I was staying in a hotel and you were playing harp. And I heard this great sound in the distance, and I had to wander over there to try to find out what was that great music that I was hearing.
Well, since you opened the door to that quick story, I'll make it really quick. It was the Radisson in Manhattan Beach, and I was playing a casual, we call them casualties here, and it was a wedding rehearsal dinner. We were outside, and you came off the golf course, and we started talking, and I did not know that it was you. And may I say also, it was a very long time ago that that we met. And I think I said to you something like, you know, but there is a famous keyboard player named Bob James. How ironic that you have the same name as him. And matter of fact, I do a couple of his tunes. Here, I'll sit down and play you something. So I think I played something off the Earl Clue and Bob James, one of those albums. And the next thing I know, as I was playing, I started sweating profusely, and I couldn't stop because I came to the realization that there's a really good possibility that this is that Bob James. And all of a sudden, I could barely play the harp, couldn't concentrate. So I continued, and I remember looking at you, and I said, you are that Bob James, aren't you? And you were very shy and nodded, and I said, why didn't you tell me? And you said, I didn't know what to say. And I was just so endeared by you, and we ended up talking for hours, and you are just one of my favorite people and musicians on the face of the earth, and it's just so nice to have you in my life. So
how nice of you to say it, and how sweet that you called in. I sure don't remember any nervousness at all. I remember you playing some fast bebop on the guitar, on the harp, that I had never heard before.
Well, let me tell you, I was sweating. Once that realization came that it was like, what are the chances? Los Angeles, Radisson, pretty darn good. Then I was like, I lost it. Hey, are you still working with your daughter?
Yes, I just left her. We were there at her. She lives in Canton, Ohio now, and we spent Thanksgiving there, and probably will be going back for Christmas too.
Great.
She's still singing, but not in the business full time. She's spending most of her time being a great mom to our granddaughter, Ava.
Excellent. Mm. Very rewarding as well.
Now,
well, I'm going to let the people call.
Wait, Lori.
Okay,
Lori,
hold on.
So, Bob, Lori sent me your review of her music, and I want to read that.
Sure.
You wrote, if you think you've heard it all, check out Lori Andrews, who double-handedly redefines the possibility of the harp and turns it into a funky jazz instrument. Incredible. She's the rhythm, the bass, the melody, all intertwined in a way that you just have to see and hear to believe. Lori's music is creating a new future for an instrument rich in history, and she makes it swing.
You know, there's not enough tissues for this moment, I got to tell you.
I believe it, too. It's all true and more.
Thank you,
Lori.
Thank you, guys. Hey, listen, happy holidays to all, and I look forward to hearing the rest of your interview, Bob, and let's keep in touch.
Okay, Lori.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, that was so nice. I was hoping she would call in when she sent me that. We talked a little bit yesterday, so I was hoping she'd call in. So great. Now, Bob, I also read that you have a jazz festival coming up in May.
Boy, you've done a lot of research. You've got more trivia on me than my wife does.
Oh, no. I hope not.
So, yes, in fact, I do. My hometown of Marshall, Missouri, honored me with a jazz festival that's going to be in its third year. It's a very, very small one, a very humble one, because the town is only approximately 10,000 people, But they have a lot of music lovers there, and they've done a wonderful job of starting from scratch and trying to bring jazz to Marshall, Missouri. And they put my name at the top of it. So I'm very proud, and I went there last year and performed with some of the local musicians, a lot of whom were really great, and I had a couple of kind of question and answer sessions and meetings with some students, and I'm planning to go back again next year.
Okay, cool. So this festival is May 17th through the 18th of next year. Tickets are on sale now until February 14th. So you definitely want to get those tickets. And is there a website for this festival?
I'm sure there is, yes, but where I'm talking to you from, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I would think either under Bob James Jazz Festival or the Marshall Jazz Festival, you would find it on the Internet.
Okay, I found it under Bob James Jazz Festival. So you just Google that, and the website will come up. Well, good for you. Gosh, I wish I could be there for that. That's really nice. To have your own festival. That's really nice.
Sure.
All right. We have about a few more minutes left. Eric, you have another question?
Yeah. Bob, if you would not have been a musician, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
I'm sorry. If I was not a musician?
Yeah, what would you be doing?
Oh, boy, that's hard. Because, you know, Eric, I never did a plan B when I was young and in college. I never considered another profession. I just been a musician for the duration, and so I don't even really know what that feels like. I think I might be retired by now, because most of the people my age that I talk with that are not in music are either approaching retirement or are there already. But I doubt that I'd be very happy. So I'm extremely happy that I'm not retired, and I feel like more active than I was in my youth. And I know that it's music that is the reason for that. So I don't think I had the physical prowess to be a professional golfer. And even if I did, but by my age, I'd be even beyond the senior tour. So that wouldn't be it. Gee whiz, I think I'm stuck with just being a piano player.
Thanks to us. Thank you so much for sticking with it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. Well, now I know that you have dinner plans with your wife, and so we are not going to keep you. I am going to play some music from the new CD, Esprit de Four, so the listeners can get a feel for this new CD. But thank you again for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you, Eric, and congratulations on your program, and I wish you lots of success with it, and thanks for supporting jazz.
Thank you, and congratulations again on 49 years of marriage.
We're going to be trying for 49 more.
Yeah, all right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you again. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was Bob James from the group 4Play, and he has dinner plans with his wife, so he was only with us for a few minutes, but I enjoyed that time that we did have with him. Eric, thank you again for being my co-host. So what I'm going to do now is play a couple of songs from the CD. And again, the CD is available on 4playjazz.com. You can pick it up there. And definitely check out Bob. He has a website, bobjamesjazz.com. Follow him on Twitter at bobjamesjazz. And 4Play at 4PlayJazz on Twitter as well. All right, the first song is called Firefly. Firefly from 4Play's new CD, Esprit de Four. Welcome to the chat room, In Light and Cheryl Ox and Westbound. Unfortunately, Bob could not be with us the entire hour. He had lunch, dinner plans with his wife. So I'm playing music now from the CD. I'm going to play a couple of more songs and then I will wrap up the show. This next song is called Sunny Moon. All right. That was Sunny Moon, and that one was written by Chuck Loeb. That is on 4Play's new CD, Esprit de Four. You can find that on their website, 4PlayJazz.com. Definitely check that one out. All right. The next song I'm going to play features Bob James and Hillary James. It's track number 10. There are two tracks on this CD. One is a vocal and one is an instrumental. It's called Put Our Hearts Together, and I'm going to play the vocal track.
Better than just one. You can find the answer. And when the chips are done, and something must be done, when we don't know who to turn to, maybe then is when we learn how to share any kind of weather. Put our hearts together. Believe that you are out there on your own, hiding in your sorrow. And when you know that you can't make it all alone, when there are mountains steep, impossible to climb, maybe I'm in the same boat as you. What you hear, the voices crying out, searching for some meaning. When you are lost inside a world of fear and doubt, and when it seems that even God has let you down, look around at the ones just like you.
What a beautiful song. And this song has very special meaning for Bob James. And it is dedicated to those in Japan after the tsunami. And I just want to read what the liner notes says about this song. Sometimes tragic events can present an opportunity to unite people in mysterious and miraculous ways. The vocal version of Put Our Hearts Together is an example of that. Shortly after Japan's disastrous earthquake and tsunami of March 11, 2011, Bob James was compelled to help in some way. He composed a song in preparation for a concert in Japan, an area that was severely impacted by the tragic events. In this performance, he was joined by a local big band, the Sandpipers, many of whose members lost everything, their homes, instruments, even their families. The concert and the moving story behind this song was filmed for a documentary by NHK and broadcast on Japanese national television. Hillary James, Bob's daughter, heard the instrumental version and was inspired to write lyrics for this beautiful melody. When the producer of the event, Atsuko Yashima and the producer of the documentary, okay, I can't pronounce these names, heard Hillary's recording. They played it for Japanese superstar Seiko Matsuda, who did the vocals, who fell in love with the song and delivered a heartwarming vocal performance for our new project. It all happened in the spirit of what the song is about, putting our hearts together. 4Play is honored to share with the world both the instrumental and vocal versions as our heartfelt dedication to the courageous people of Japan in their ongoing recovery. Again, the name of that song is Put Our Hearts Together. Beautiful, beautiful song. All right, that is the show. Thank you all for joining us. I'm sorry that you missed Bob, but you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com and listen to the show on demand and hear our interview with him. Let me thank those in the chat room, one and only Headlock guest, Enlight In, Cheryl Ox. Hey, Cheryl, and West, Westbound. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Let me thank Eric Sarmiento from Smooth Jazz Family for guest hosting the show with me. He had to leave. Right after I hang up with you, I am doing an interview with him for their Infinity Artist Group newsletter for December, so I'm looking forward to that. All right. I'm going to close the show with, let's see, the title track, Esprit de Four. Thank you again. Happy holidays, everyone. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you have great holiday plans coming up. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz, and I look forward to being with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. Here is the title track, Esprit de Four.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.